Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah.
Yes.
What's our contact info?
Well, we have a wonderful Instagram. It's The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we actually did get a couple of text messages. We were off last week.
Yes. Welcome back. How was your adventures?
It was a thing.
It was a thing. And what'd you do again?
I drove cross country from Yelm, Washington to basically Columbus, Georgia.
How many hours is that?
I don't know. We did 10 hours the first day, 9 hours. Well, it was a little less than 9 hours the second day because of traffic. 8 hours the next day, 7 hours, then 6 hours.
Wow. I'm not really good at math, but that's like
a lot.
Yeah.
So we
close to 50 hours?
Something.
Of driving?
I don't remember.
Ugh. Girl.
My I don't think it was 50. Anyways, it's probably like 30 something.
Okay.
My cousin was moving there for the military. Her husband and her father-in-law drove a giant Penske truck, like a U-Haul basically.
Oh, with all their stuff in it?
Mm-hmm. And so in the process of the week, we moved everything and then put everything in the house. So that was
pretty
awesome. And we got some of the rooms done. But they switched off from driving his truck and the big Penske truck. So they would switch during the day because it's just kind of hard to drive the Penske. My cousin and I drove with her three daughters. Ooh. One's almost four, one's almost two, and one is 3 months.
Oh, my God.
And the funny thing is the three-month-old was the easiest one.
She popped them out back after back after back.
Yeah, like I think she waited like a good 13 months each or so.
Wow.
14, something. I forget what it was. After day two of having the two girls in the back, because it was a big SUV, so they had like that space where you flip one of the seats down so it was flat.
Yeah.
So whoever wasn't driving between the two of us, and I drove a lot of it, that person would have to jump over the seat and go in the back, like if they wanted snacks or drink or
and
whatever.
Hang out with them,
hang out with them for a minute. So very legal.
Oh, man, that sounds exhausting.
And then the girls sometimes didn't want to take stuff from me. They're like, no, mommy. So like they wouldn't accept that if I made a bottle. So I'd have to give it to her. She'd shake it and she'd have to toss it to him. On one occasion, she hit her in the face early morning because she wasn't paying attention. I laughed.
Yeah, you were like, bitch, you should have just took the bottle from me.
I'm like, come on. I was just like, it was a little funny. I'm like, Sarah, I'm sorry. Because her name is also Sarah.
Good name.
I'm like, I'm sorry. But
was your cousin just kind of over it too?
She was. Like, she had a mini meltdown because we got to the house. They bought a house.
Mm-hmm.
And they got there and the guy didn't hire cleaning service to clean it. Like, you would think they would.
Yeah.
Like, my house was like pretty spotless when I bought it.
Yeah.
Like they didn't clean there. So the bathroom was gross. Everything was kind of gross.
Really?
So she started like having this meltdown. Ugh. And she's like, I want to get a cleaning service. Her husband's like, we just spent a ton of money to move here.
That's like the cherry on top of.
Right. So she was having her meltdown. And I was like, you know what? Just relax.
While the kids are screaming in the back.
Right, running around, making a mess. And so I'm like, I went and I cleaned her bathroom for her.
Aww.
Because she had a big bathroom. She's got like a jetted hot tub, like jacuzzi tub, and on top of like an actual shower in the corner. Like, so it's all really nice. So it's like, I had to wash both. So I'm like, girl, like, you got this. We got this.
You are a cousin of the freaking
Yeah, she kept saying
girl.
That. She's like, I owe you so much. And she got me first class ticket to fly back.
Ooh, holler.
So it was pretty awesome. Have my mimosas, be treated like queen.
Yeah, get that free food, right. Comfy seat.
I'm like, yeah, you owe me. Like, you're going to have to carry my first child. She's like, I will carry one of your children. I'm like, wow. I was kidding, but that's good to know.
That's still really nice.
Yeah, I'm like, that's very fair.
You're like, I took a week out of my life. You take 9 months out of yours.
Right. I mean, she's used to, she's done the pregnancy thing. She doesn't drink a whole lot anyways. Like,
how are they doing now? Are they settled in?
I think they're kind of finishing settling in. I know they want to do some painting and stuff, but they're going to wait.
Yeah.
Because he just started his new job. He's going to be a drill sergeant.
Oh,
her husband.
Cool.
Yeah, so he's going to be busy.
So they'll probably stay there for a while.
Yeah, they're going to be there for a couple years for sure.
Hopefully she likes it.
Oh, she loves Georgia. I hated it. I had a cockroach fly through my hair. That was not fun.
I hated it.
Yep. She's like, started screaming, roll the window down. I'm like, what? What's going on? Just roll the window down. I roll it down. She starts screaming more. I'm like, what? And she starts stroking my hair. Nothing, nothing. I'm like, is it a cockroach? She's like, yeah. And then it jumps on my hat that was in the center console. And she rolls down her window and shoves it out. I'm like, was it really a cockroach? She's like, no, it's a ladybug. Really?
Really?
No, it was a cockroach.
Ladybugs are awesome.
You lying bitch.
You wouldn't freak out about that. You'd barely see it.
Right? Like, you lying bitch.
Well, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you survived.
Yeah. So we did get a couple messages while we were off. It's like, hey, ladies, Eric with a silent H here. Sorry, it's been a while since I've texted. I have been listening, though. Just listened to the episode about the vegan getting her Subway sandwich ruined because she didn't know eggs were in mayonnaise. I have a similar story. I worked with a vegan once, and one day she was eating one of those gas station prepackaged hand pies. Well, those pies are made with lard, which is animal fat. I told her, and I wish I had a picture of her face. She immediately died inside. Keep rocking, ladies.
Yeah, I wonder if she started crying.
Would you cry?
Oh, yeah. Just and like, then I probably would have read the ingredients and it probably would have said that because I probably would have tried to like prove you wrong.
Right.
And then it would have said that. No. And then I would have like wanted to puke, but couldn't, you know?
Oh, okay. You don't puke.
Yeah. I mean, I would try, but it probably wouldn't work.
Get on to the message from Michael, the musical trucker of Marysville. It says, hey, ladies, this week on Cool S for Vicky to check out in Marysville, which is where I bought my new house.
Yeah.
Is another Castle Arcade edition, a barcade next to a video game store. So I've heard of it. From a guy I went on a date with recently.
Oh! You've heard of it from him or you went there on the date with him?
No, I heard about it with him.
Wait, when'd you go on a date? Okay,
on Monday.
What?
Okay, so I got to talk about this, but let me read this other message. Because I'm having... I don't know how I feel about this.
Okay,
so I need advice from you guys. Where's the other one? Your buddy James writes, I have a fairly difficult question. Recently, my wife lost her job and she found a new one that starts in September. She's really excited to start this new job. It has been a dream of hers for a long time. Now, here's where it gets difficult. I am really enjoying having her home with the kids, and we actually get to see each other. When she was working, she worked days, and I work nights. So our sex life has gotten better, and she's way happier. The kids are happier with her home. So how do I tell her I don't want her to go back to work and give up starting her dream job in September?
Ooh.
That is tricky. I mean... do express, like, appreciate, like, that she's all the stuff she's doing at home. Tell her that you enjoy having her at home for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Express, like, you know what? Don't say it like, I don't want you to go do this job. Just say, if you want, this has been so nice. If you wanted to just stay home for a while, like, that would be awesome with me. We can make this work financially. This would be great because this has been so nice. I would love to continue doing this, but the choice is yours.
Yeah. And then I would also think of, like, if, let's say you guys get both like paid the same or something. Mm-hmm. Like, would you be willing, like if she took this job, her dream job, like would you be willing to stop your job and maybe stay at home with kids? Because at that point, you guys, she would still be able to do her thing, but then you guys would still see each other more, have a good sex life and whatnot.
And I'm curious, how many hours is this new job going to take away from her?
Is it going to be opposite schedules like you had before? Mm-hmm.
Is there a way she can do it part time?
Yeah,
or from home. I don't know what the job is. So.
Or if you can do yours part time, kind of thing. But yeah. I think both are really important. I think if she has a dream job, definitely don't just say she can't do it because
or shouldn't do it.
Yeah, because she obviously is really excited about it. But I also think family life is honestly more important in my opinion. I do think your kids and your husband should come first. But I definitely think it's an open conversation that you should have. And you both should be open-minded, too.
Yeah. And just like just saying that, like, you know what? I love having you here. And it's like, it is your choice because you're not going to be saying, yeah, don't go to work. Don't do this. Like, because it's not going to work out very well for you. But having her know she's appreciated where she is might make her feel better than her dream job. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, I've always thought about that, too, with J-Rubs and I. If, like, we end up getting married and having kids, I always think I don't want opposite schedules. Like, I can't imagine working all week and not seeing, like, you know, one person gets off, then the other person goes to work and you guys just kind of hand over the kids and like, okay, I'll see you Saturday maybe. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would not like that either. So I get where you're coming from, dude.
So, but yeah, let us know how it goes or if you have any more information for us.
Yes,
so
we can please.
Help you. And also our listeners can help you.
Yeah.
If you guys have any advice, if you've been in this situation, please give us a text, email, call.
I think it's really cool that you're okay with her not working and you're like, hey, like I can support the family. I think that's really cool, too.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe she'll love it.
Yeah.
Be a trophy wife.
Was it Ali Wong? She's the comedian and she's just like, yeah, I found out to be a trophy wife, you actually have to be a trophy. I'm more of a commemorative plaque.
Hey, man, everyone has a different version of their trophy. So you never know.
But I've been wanting to talk to you about this, Sarah. I went on a date on Monday.
Dang. You got back Sunday.
Yes.
God,
well,
I've been talking
to this guy over the course of the trip.
Okay.
While I was gone for that week. Like, I started talking to him before I left. And
on Tinder, Facebook, where'd you meet? Oh, Bumble. Okay.
I'm like, you know what?
Spirit, I didn't know you got another app. You didn't tell
I
us
had
this?
That a while ago. I started it for a day and then turned it off.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, screw it. Let me try again. Because I live in a different area. Let me see what are the pickings around here.
Difference between Bumble and Tinder is Bumble, the girl has to start talking to the person first.
So we both swipe on each other, but then the girl has to start talking.
Got
within like 24 hours. Otherwise, it unmatches you.
Well, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And you must be on your phone all the time.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I started talking to this guy and I'm like, cool, I'm going to kind of ignore everyone else. Because I'm like, you're cute. You seem kind of cool. You like the same music. Which is hilarious. I was kind of getting weird vibes from this guy.
Just when texting?
When texting.
Okay.
Because I would tell him something and then he would take it completely the wrong way. Like, he thought I meant, I want to bang you.
Oh.
I was saying stuff. He's like, hey, what are you up to? I'm like, oh, I just had dinner and I'm cozy in bed, about to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
He thought when I said cozy in bed, that meant, oh, you want me to come over? I'm like, no. Oh. I'm
just in bed.
I'm in my sweatpants. My hair's in a weird, it's not even a bun. It just looks like some weird hot dog thing. I don't know.
Right on top of your head, yeah.
Yeah, like my baggy ripped shirt. Like, I don't mean this in a sex.
I haven't showered in a few days.
Right? Like, I'm like, no, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And I've told him about, like, you know, my hours of work and like my schedule. I've told him this many a times via text message. And he always ends up asking me the same question. So it makes me either think he doesn't pay attention.
Hmm.
Or he's talking to a bunch of different girls and he can't keep up.
Oh, he can't keep track.
Which I'm like, whatever's, you know, we're
at least reread the text messages from that person you're texting at the moment.
So we go on a date and I meet up with him and he starts talking. And at first I thought he was making fun of somebody because he had to sit next to this guy we met up at a Starbucks.
Okay.
And he had to charge his phone. He had to sit next to somebody he didn't know. And I thought he was making fun of him. But then I realized he's actually deaf.
Oh.
He's fully deaf. He has hearing aids that help, but when he talks, he's deaf, so he doesn't sound like the rest of us.
Yeah.
He sounds a little different. Have you ever heard anybody who is deaf who would kind of hear?
And that wasn't on his profile at all?
Nope. Which, not a turnoff for me. I'm just like, okay, that's something that, like, I feel like would have come up in text conversation.
Totally, yeah.
Right. Over the course of, like, over a week. So I was like, okay, well, that's... I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
And we did talk about it a little bit. And
so did he bring it up? Was he like, oh, like, you must have noticed that?
Nope. I mentioned something about his hearing aids and I'm like, oh, you know, is this, you know, something, something this? And I forget what it was, but we started talking about it. So it was nice talking, but I just felt like he kept asking me questions I already told him. And I'm like, I get sometimes you forget like the text message conversations. I'm like, no, I work in Seattle. Like, I live here in Marysville. I work in Seattle. I wake up at 3:30 every morning. That's why when I say I'm tired, I mean I'm tired. I want to go to sleep at 8.
So was he like with it? Because I could see maybe him not being able to understand you because he couldn't hear as well. But that doesn't give an excuse to forget what he asked you already.
Yeah, like the text. Not- yeah. And he can hear me. And if he couldn't hear me, he'd ask me again. And like, he even asked me, he's like, hey, you speak really fast. He reads lips.
Oh.
So I started speaking slower.
Yeah.
Just so he could read and like very, just being very accentual, like, you know, showing off like the letters.
Totally with your mouth. More.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, hello, you know, definitely.
Yeah. Enunciating.
Enunciating. That's right. That's what I was looking at or thinking.
Yeah, I don't know what you said. You said something like sexual or something.
Yeah. I don't know. But anywho, so I was like, he's like, oh, so what do you do? I'm like, well, there was something he had said via text message first. Where he's like, I really want to go see Marilyn Manson. So that made me think. And then he said, so I have a confession. I thought he was going to say I'm a listener.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, you're just really beautiful. Because I even asked him, like, you know who I am? And he's like, no, you're just really beautiful. I'm like, okay. I thought he was looking for Marilyn Manson tickets.
Oh, but he has no idea.
I don't think so. I told him I work for a radio station. I do social media, which is true.
So you don't put on your Bumble profile who you are or anything?
No.
You just, okay.
And because I'm like, I just want like me for me.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I mean, I don't want, like, I've had people like, hey, you know, hook me up. I'm like, I don't know you.
Screw you.
Screw you.
Yeah.
So like first of all, like him, like he, it's funny that he loves like a lot of the same music as me. Like he hear it, he just can't hear high pitches.
Okay.
Because with his hearing aids.
Yeah.
So whenever I'd make a high pitched voice, he's like, "What?" Like he couldn't hear that. So I had to like lower my decibel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was just super frustrating.
I think it's just really weird, and I don't know. I don't know if it's wrong, but I think that's such a big part of your life. Like, mm-hmm. I think it should be mentioned before.
Yeah.
Like meeting someone.
Yeah. And like, I mean, maybe you'll meet somebody that has like, who knows sign language. That's a cool start, like talking point.
Yeah. Like for me, like I'm such an open book and like, I would never want to meet someone, especially in that setting of like going on a date where they're not like 100% sure what they're mm-hmm. getting into. Like I'm very much, this is me, meet up with me still if you want, if you don't, okay. So I feel like for me, I would have that on my profile just right. to say like, I have a hard hearing, like I have hearing aids, whatever. But like, even if it's not on your profile, I feel like if you're actually talking to someone and going to meet up with them, I feel like you still should mm-hmm. tell them that.
It makes sense though why his like sometimes like his grammar was off. Like I'm like, okay, that kind of makes sense because I know that American Sign Language is a little different. Like there's a lot of words missing.
Oh.
You don't sign every single word. So it's just like you sign a majority of them.
Yeah, like when he was texting, uh-huh. it was a little off.
Yeah, so I was like, what? But what I think the thing that really pissed me off, and I've said this to like via text, he's like, let's hang out tonight. I'm like, no, it's late. Like it's 7 o'clock. I'm getting ready, you know, getting my stuff ready for tomorrow. I'm going to bed soon.
Yeah.
It's like, no, come out, hang out. I'm like, I've already told you no. Like, stop. And then that night too, it was already 9 o'clock. He's like, no, you don't want to go do something fun? Like, let's go to the movies. Let's do this. And he kept bugging me. I'm like, no, I have to go home. I have to go to sleep. Like, I wake up at 3:30. He's like, but don't you work from home? I'm like, I do social media. I already said I drive to Seattle every day.
Yeah, I drive to work.
Yeah. Like, when you even, he made comment like, oh, that's far, you know, like.
So you guys went to Starbucks. Did you guys do anything after coffee?
No.
Like, you guys just met up there and then.
Yeah, because I'm like, okay, it's too late. I have to go to sleep because he had a doctor's appointment. So like the date, if it was a little earlier than sure, but the date started at like 6:30.
Oh, got it.
So
it's still a long date, girl.
Yeah. Wow. Like, I'm like, I gave you plenty of time. Like, we talked. It was chill. But the fact that you're trying to convince me to stay is annoying. And he even pulled out his phone. He's like, so what did this, like, he's trying to say, what did this mean? The whole me cozy in bed.
Like, what?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not weird.
That's so awkward.
Right. So, like, I'm like, yeah, maybe we can hang out tomorrow. And I explain the whole foster baby thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, my parents are probably going to adopt him. This is probably going to be my brother. Small chance he might be my son. Like, I might have to adopt him. That's a small chance. I think that's a very fair thing to tell somebody right off
yeah,
the bat.
That's like, a lot by on the way, first date, but yeah.
I know, but it's like, you know what? Maybe in 6 months, I might be a mom. Like, I'm yeah. right. So I think that's very fair to, like, say.
What'd he say with all that?
He's like, oh, okay. Like, he didn't really say anything. He's just like, okay. And so, like, I'm like, I have to pick him up tomorrow. He's like, let's hang out tomorrow. I'm like, I have to pick him up tomorrow when my mom gets off work. Maybe. But
yeah.
She gets off work late. And by the time she gets off work, I'm going to want to go to sleep. Like, I'm going to want to decompress. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Well, I mean, it definitely sounds too like if you were actually really interested or feeling him, you would make time to see
right.
him the next day. So it sounds like you just like were kind of over it. It sounds yeah. like he was kind of weird.
He doesn't respect boundaries.
Yeah. And like the flow wasn't there. Was he hot in person? Was
like,
he attractive?
Cute. Yeah. Yeah. He's like my style of guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then he's really cute in his pictures. He's just as cute in person. I was just like, really? Like,
it was just weird.
It was weird. I'm like, you're not. And it's like, it's funny because like I was telling Rev about it. And he's like, yes, it's the joke. It's like, he's not listening. Well, he's deaf. No, he's not paying attention.
Well, and he just like doesn't seem like.
I think he just wants to hook up, which is fine. Go hook up. But I'm not wanting to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fine. I'm just going to.
So what'd you say when the cozy bed thing?
I'm just like, I meant I was cozy in bed. I was going to sleep. I wake up early, dude.
And he just, did he get it?
No, like he's like, oh, I think he got awkward and felt uncomfortable and like put his phone away. I don't know. It's just, he gave me weird vibes. It's just, I don't know. I don't think I wanted to see if I was in, like, if I was being too judgmental.
Yeah, like over just him or over.
Like, because I'm trying to be more open and meeting people and trying to, like, let my guard down a little bit.
Yeah.
Be a little bit more vulnerable.
Not judge a book by its cover kind of thing.
Right.
And no, he sounds like a weirdo.
And, like, the deaf thing didn't bother me. It's just the fact that, like, he wasn't respecting my boundaries. And I said, I have to be home at this time. And even this, was it yesterday morning? Or this morning? Because he texted me, like, at night. I was asleep.
Yesterday?
Yeah, so it was like midnight he texted me. I wake up at 2 to go to the bathroom. I text him back. I'm like, cool. Like, I forget what I said. My mom got home late. I went to sleep right after, so that's why we couldn't hang yesterday. And he's like, oh, you haven't slept yet? I'm like, no, I just got up for water. He's like, well, what are you doing now? It was 4 o'clock at that point. I was like on my way to work. I'm like, I'm getting ready for work. He's like, what do you mean? I thought you worked from home.
Are you this morning?
And I'm just like, no, I work in Seattle. He's like, I thought you did social media. I'm like, I drive to Seattle every day.
So this was like the same conversation?
Again. We had the same conversation like 3 times.
He just has a problem?
I don't know.
Like he just forgets stuff?
I don't know.
I seriously probably would have gone off. I would have, like, in a night, I would have been like, dude, I've told you a million times I work.
And I even said that. I'm like, do you not remember me saying that? He's like, yeah, I remember or something, like about something. I don't know. I'm like, he's just so weird. Okay, I'm glad. I was worried that I was being too quick to judge.
No.
I have no problem with the deaf thing.
Like, that's him good. Being deaf. That's like, open-minded.
I was just like, okay, cool. Like, you know, he could still hear me. And I knew a little bit of sign language back in the day. So I'm like, I don't mind learning. That's totally awesome. I'm like, he's cute. We like the same music. And it's just that vibe. The fact that he didn't want to respect.
No.
Hey, I have to go home. And he kept bugging me via text or just was in person. I'm like, you know what? You're not worth my time.
No, yeah. And I would say the fact that you're already getting this many red flags, don't even put any more effort or energy. I would say don't ghost him because I don't think ghosting's wrong at all or good at all in any situation unless it's like really, really, really weird. But I would just send him a text and be like, look, dude, Monday was cool, but I don't see this going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Have a great life or something, you know.
See you later.
BTW, I work in Seattle.
Yeah.
That would actually be hella funny.
It's like, next time, listen to the girl.
Yeah. That was,
Yeah, I said that to Rev. I'm like,
Awkward. But,
I mean, like, there's a difference between.
If you can hear me, then you can need to actually listen and comprehend what I'm saying.
Pay attention.
And remember it.
Yes.
Like, I get it maybe once or twice being like, wait, what? I remember you telling me that. Okay, you know, but like 3, 4, 5 times, what is that?
Like, and it was via text. That's why, like, it pissed me off. Like, if it was at least, like, I had only said it via talking.
Yeah.
I could maybe get it, like, you know, when you have that awkward moment when someone says something, you're like, what? And they say it again, you still can't hear them.
Yeah, and you're like
okay, hope that wasn't a question.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So, like, I was, like, I could maybe pass it off, but the fact that we had communicated this via text message multiple times, that's what pissed me off.
Drive me bonkers.
All right, you guys think I'm in the wrong? You think I'm in the right? What do you think of this, dude? Like, let us know.
Too bad you're still not in your hooking up phase, or I would just say, like, do it.
Nah, yeah. I'm good.
I'm fine.
I have my...
I'm so proud of you, though.
Yeah.
On Bumble?
Yes.
Still?
Yeah, I haven't gone back because I haven't officially said goodbye to this dude yet. I'm going to do that today once he messages
That's
me.
That's nice of you. You're not juggling multiples.
No, I'm busy. I'm too busy. This week's too busy. Pain of the grass week.
Yeah, true that. Yeah, I would definitely say goodbye to him.
But I do have something that you'll be proud about me, proud for me or
I'm
whatever.
I'm already proud of you.
There's something else I got to tell you, but I'll tell you on the next episode.
Ooh, wow. Cliffhanger.
Right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bye, guys.
Bye.